With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. Former President Trump received some significant support Tuesday in New York City. House Speaker Mike Johnson and other GOP officials appeared with Mr. Trump. Speaker Johnson said voters are fed up with the efforts of Democrats to silence the former president.
President Trump is leading in swing state polling. The American people see right through these politically motivated attacks. I've been in 102 cities in over half the states in the last few months. And I can tell you that no matter where we are around the country, I've been doing large events. People from all walks of life come to these events. And they are concerned about this. They are disgusted about this. They are fed up. They've had enough.
Also at SRNnews.com, the Biden administration tells lawmakers it's sending a new package of more than $1 billion in arms and ammunition to Israel. It's the first arms shipment to Israel to be announced by this administration since it put another arms transfer consisting of 3,500 bombs on hold earlier in the month. Boeing appears to be in some hot water.
The Justice Department has determined Boeing violated a settlement that allowed the company to avoid criminal prosecution after two deadly crashes of its 737 MAX. The jets went down in 2018 in Indonesia and 2019 in Ethiopia, killing 346 people. Boeing reached a $2.5 billion settlement with the Justice Department in January 2021 to avoid prosecution on a single fraud charge of misleading federal regulators who approved the plane. Boeing blamed the deception on two relatively low-level employees. Ben Thomas, Washington.
Walmart's expected to lay off hundreds of its corporate workers. Wall Street Journal reporting the company will also ask some workers who are in remote locations to move to centralized hubs. This is SRN News. Mexican politicians exploit transgenderism.
The country has a law that requires 50% of all elected offices to be held by women as a way of achieving gender equity. But two left-wing parties apparently don't have enough women candidates, so they have selected several men to register as women. The men are making no pretense of actually living as women. They're all married with children. But in Mexico, all you have to do is declare yourself transgender, and you are. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A Democrat group rolling out a new $140 million pro-abortion ad campaign that aims to chip away at former President Trump's support among rural voters. The ads from American Bridge 21st Century have begun airing in the northern battleground states of Pennsylvania, Michigan, and Wisconsin. And one, a nurse who's a mother and grandmother, bemoans the overturning of Roe v. Wade. This is SRN News. An update on a lawsuit involving a sorority and a guy posing as a woman.
In their lawsuit, the six women challenged the membership of Artemis Langford by casting doubt on whether sorority rules allow a transgender woman. The lawsuit and appeal describe in detail how Langford's presence made the women feel uncomfortable in the sorority house. Yet sorority leaders overrode their concerns after a vote by local chapter members to admit Langford. A Wyoming judge threw out the original lawsuit last year, ruling that he could not override how a private voluntary organization defines a woman. I'm Donna Water.
A group of TikTok content creators from eight states is suing the U.S. government over its efforts to ban the app. A law signed by Biden last month calls for TikTok's China-based parent company, ByteDance, to sell the app or have it banned in the U.S. More details at SRNnews.com.